The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warns that older adults and people with underlying chronic health conditions are at increased risk for serious illness from coronavirus. West Virginia has the highest percentage of at-risk adults of any state in the country. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin offered advice on social media. He wrote, "Families shouldn't visit vulnerable grandparents at this time," something he acknowledged would be difficult for West Virginians. But what happens when grandparents are the parents? Social distancing becomes impossible for thousands of children who rely on their grandparents every day. Emily Corio reports on how grandfamilies are dealing with the new threat of coronavirus.
It was 3 minutes before midnight when the text from Gigi Bays pinged on my cell. We'd been playing phone tag with voicemails and text all day. She apologized in her message for getting back to me so late. She was just sitting down after a busy evening, making dinner for her three grandchildren, getting the youngest to bed, and then cleaning the house. This grandma is not sitting in a rocking chair watching time pass. It's go, go, go.
I was just so tired all the time. I really thought I'd developed narcolepsy. I mean, I was falling asleep. My doctor did tests, and they just said, no, you're just so long-term sleep deprived that your body's just trying to steal every little second it can get.
That was back when Bays worked various shifts as a pharmacy technician at a hospital in Charleston and was raising young grandkids. Things are a bit more manageable now since she left that job, and her grandchildren are older, now 12, 6, and 4. But at 60 years old, she still has a full schedule, working, parenting, and now keeping coronavirus out of her home. She says she's using lessons from her days in the pharmacy to keep her house clean.
Let's go back to, like, I'm working in the IV room mode, you know, where every single thing we touch, you know, has to be sterilized.
Bays is on the cusp of the population that's most at risk of serious illness from the coronavirus. This includes people 65 years or older, those living in nursing homes, and those with certain chronic diseases, including lung disease, moderate to severe asthma, and serious heart conditions, among others. Bonnie Dunn leads a program in West Virginia called Healthy Grandfamilies. The aim is to help grandparents who are back in the parenting role. She says getting sick or even dying is one of the biggest fears grandparents that she's talked to have, even before the threat of coronavirus.
If it's a great-great-grandparent, we had four great-greats in the program over the age of 80 who were raising great-greats under the age of 10, you have to be real about it. Life's short at that point.
Dunn says through the Healthy Grandfamilies program, grandparents make contingency plans, learn how to navigate school, technology, and state resources. They also learn that many other grandparents in the state share stories of losing an adult child to the opioid epidemic. Now, Dunn says, the program's recent statewide launch comes at a critical time because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Quite honestly, Emily, I guess our program getting up and running and established in 55 counties was quite timely given where we are right now, because there is a structure in place to get help to these families.
The structure includes a Healthy Grandfamilies program coordinator in every county. Julia Hamilton serves in this role for Monongalia County. She's ready to answer the call of grandparents who need help.
The idea of facing the next who knows how long as being the only one who's interacting with your grandkids, I would imagine we might get a phone call or two about that. Yes.
West Virginia is in its third week with schools and daycares closed. Some grandparents continue to work, though, including Anita DeWitt, who's caring for three grandchildren. DeWitt works in Billing at a hospital. She's not worried about her own health, but she is worried for her 73-year-old mother-in-law, who also lives with them and takes care of the grandchildren while DeWitt and her husband work. So they're taking precautions.
Showering as soon as we walk in the door and making sure we're washing our hands as much as we can when we're at work, and, you know, not letting anybody out of the house, and making sure my mother-in-law stays in.
At a press conference where Governor Jim Justice announced schools would close, he cited the health of the state's elderly population as one reason.
We're an older state, and the elderly is where this monster attacks.
And in West Virginia, 29,000 children are being raised by grandparents, according to the Annie E. Casey Foundation's Kids Count data. For many of West Virginia's kids, grandparents are the only caregivers they have. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Corio.
For information on healthy grandfamilies, visit our website at wvpublic.org. Or you can call 211 and tell the operator you are a grandparent who needs resources for raising your grandchildren. The operator will use your zip code to connect you to the coordinator in your county.